And Darlene Adams-Rowland is in the house, the marketing director for Breda. And for 23 years, the Red Stick Farmers Market has stood tall and proud. It's become one of the great entities in our community. And this is your baby. And there's going to be another event that we're going to talk about here in a moment. But what's the enduring success? What's the secret to it?
Well, thanks for having me, Jim. I think that, you know, people just want to be able to connect with the local farmers who grow our food. So it's a really special scene every Saturday morning and at all of our markets throughout the week. But it's where everybody comes down to see their neighbors, meet their farmers, and have breakfast. And just it's a good end to the week.
How many people generally congregate downtown?
We usually average around 5,000 a Saturday. So it's a pretty hefty crowd.
Yeah. And this has been going on for 23 years. And, of course, some people go every week, and then there are a lot of people who have no idea.
We do. We have our locals, our regulars that come every single Saturday. They are there even before we ring that bell at 8 o'clock, and so it's always warms your heart to see them. But, you know, it's always good to get the word out to people we do here. We didn't know there was a farmers market, and it sort of amazes us, but we want everybody to know about it and come down on Saturdays.
And for those into quality of life and better living, taking better care of ourselves, this is an ideal way to start your weekend.
Yeah, it's a really special place. And with Main Street Market connected to it, you're able to go in and have breakfast at one of our restaurants. You can stay a while. There's air conditioning. So you can take a break from the heat and then go back out and shop some more.
Well, on the 19th of this month, which is 16 days away, there will be another event involving Breda. And this is kind of a showcase affair, 6:30 in the evening at White Oak Estate. And what's going to happen at that time?
Yeah, we're really excited. It's a new event for us, actually. It's Farm Fete is going to be on September 19th, as you said. And this is a way for us to both bring people in and let them know more about what Breda does and all of our programs, and also raise critical funds that help support the nonprofit organization.
Farm Fete and some of the best chefs in the world who are based here in Louisiana will be showcasing their talents. So you've got quite a lineup.
We're really excited. First of all, to have it at White Oak. Some folks may not be familiar that John Fulce has really sort of transformed this into an urban farm there, and so people will be able to tour that by John Fulce. And he's even put in a new distillery on the property. Mm-hmm. So it'll kick off with the tour by him, and then we'll have food pairings using food from the farmer's market by Don Bergeron, Chef Celeste Gill, Saskia Spanhoff with Cocha. We'll have Eliza Restaurant and Bar, Chef Jeremy Langlois with Homus House, Peter Sclafani, and Phil's Oyster Bar is going to have a great oyster bar set up, and LSU Dining will be having some desserts for us, so it's really going to be a fun evening.
And tickets are available at breda.org. That's breada.org, and it's going to be quite a gathering. Farm Fete, maybe overdue, but you're going to start in grand style. I suspect this will become an annual event if things go well.
That's definitely our plan, and we have some really exciting, fun, silent and live auction items that are farm-themed. You'll be able to bid on the custom butchering session at Iverstein, mm-hmm. paired with cocktails by Beausoleil, and strawberry picking for families at one of our local farms. So there'll be some really unique things that you don't find at other events that we're pretty excited about.
And a listener, Holly, asks if this is something that has been replicated in other parts of the state. Do other cities also have the same kind of farmers market that we have here in Baton Rouge?
As far as the farmers market, the Crescent City Farmers Market was actually started 1 year before Red Stick, and the person that started it did, you know, do some research there before we began the farmers market here. And they do some events as well, but we had a great committee come together that really mm-hmm. planned this for us and make it unique and special.
Well, a lot of people who are intricately involved in our community are involved in Farm Fete, and it's September 19th. 16 days, 2 weeks from Thursday, starting at 6:30 p.m., and it'll be quite an affair at John Fulce's White Oak Estate and Farm. He's in the farming world, Chef Fulce is, who continues to do his thing with great gusto at the age of 73. Thank you, Darlene.
Thanks,
always
Jim.
Good to catch up with Darlene Adams-Rowland, the marketing director for Breda. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Until tomorrow for J.C. Kane, I'm Jim Inkster. Thank you for listening and stay tuned.